One amazing story from an amazing Montrealer.
But are they making the whole thing up?
Time for Vinny and Nikki's to tell the truth.
You'll be the judge. You text in 92925. Somebody just walked into the studio. We have to find out if they're lying.
This is my favorite game, but I've never been so bad at something in my whole entire life.
Yeah, you're not doing well, Nikki. All right, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Angie, and I'm a professional cuddler.
You're a professional cuddler?
Correct.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've heard about
I've seen
folks.
About these websites.
Yes. Wow. Okay, so where do you work?
Well, I have a day job.
Okay, you have a day job.
Yeah.
Where do you do your cuddling?
Well, there's a place. Well, there's different options. There's sort of a headquarters where people can go to.
People go in there and cuddle?
Yeah. Or we can come to your house.
You have a very soothing voice. I can.
She
see.
Does.
Do you speak to people while you cuddle them?
We can. Yeah. It's we can talk or not talk.
How much does a cuddle session cost?
A cuddle session, well, it depends on the time.
Okay.
How long you want to cuddle for.
Sam, how long do you want to cuddle for?
Normally, like after 10 minutes, I'm good. I get
okay.
to, like, you know.
Let's give him, what if he wants a 30-minute?
We don't do, it'll just be 60.
60 is the minimum.
60-minute yeah. okay. cuddles? Oh, 60. My God.
That's a good cuddle.
That's fantastic.
Are you kidding like, me?
How much is a 60-minute cuddle?
$100.
$100.
Okay.
Or cheaper if we go into the place?
No,
into the headquarters.
There's no discount.
There's no discount. No. Oh, really? So no. you travel or go to the headquarters yeah. for the same price?
Yeah.
Do you turn down any people? Anybody?
Well, there's a process, obviously. Right?
Okay.
There's like a process.
Yeah, you have to make sure people aren't like.
Well, yeah, and you meet somebody creepy. In advance. Exactly. And like, obviously, there's no, like, the set right off the bat. Like, there's no kissing or there's nothing other than that.
It's literally
I see.
Like
there's some rules set in place.
Yeah, and then you meet the person first.
It's a platonic cuddle.
Yep, absolutely. Like there's, yeah.
Why do you do this? Why did you choose to do
well,
this?
Well, I do it because I feel like it does a lot of good for people. It's good for interpersonal relationships. It's good just mentally, just to just relax. And it's good for zenness. It also releases oxytocin, which is like a happy
yes, happy hormone.
Can. Exactly. It's
happy. Now, can people just get that from holding a teddy bear? I mean, why
well,
do they need a human?
Can.
No, it's not the same. Sam, there's nothing like cuddling.
But it's a stranger. That's the part that
yeah.
I don't get.
Well, you do meet first. Mm-hmm. Like, you do have, like, a
like
phone
a first
call.
Date?
Well, you can do Skype or you can have a 10-minute phone call first where you just, like, see each other and you sort of gauge whether or not.
And they have to be clean, right?
Yes, that's actually part of it.
Like, I imagine.
Hygiene. People shower. And
I imagine.
Are you comfortable talking about this? Your parents, your family, every friends all know that you're a professional cuddler?
Not everybody knows.
Okay. Well, now they do.
But yeah, like, I mean, there's nothing to hide about
true.
It. For sure, people might think it's weird or think that it's something that it isn't, but it's straight up cuddling.
Do you have a lot of competition out there?
Right. No.
No.
There's not really a lot of above the board, this kind of stuff.
As a professional cuddler, what makes you a good cuddler?
Well, I'm soft and I benefit from it as well, so I feel like people get the vibes that yeah. I put out, which
you do
like,
have a good energy.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love
yeah.
your zenness.
Thanks.
Okay, Vinny, no free cuddles here today.
No,
Vinny.
I'm not looking for that. All right, you should tell the truth. You can text us this morning, 92925. We're gonna find out coming up.
Vinny and Nikki's to tell the truth.
We're back with Angie, who claims she's a professional cuddler, and we just found out a little more about it. Now we have to find out if you are telling the truth or not, and you can text us this morning at 92925. Who wants to start
okay.
today?
I think that you're telling the truth. I do. You have this really calming, zen vibe about you. That's it. I think she is a professional cuddler as a part-time job. I do believe that.
Me too. I think you are a professional cuddler, and people listening, everybody wants to cuddle with you now. But they're hearing you.
Especially Vinny.
They're hearing your voice, and they think there's something very soothing about you, so I think you are telling the truth.
I'm not so convinced. I think you are a very good cuddler. Don't get me wrong. I would love to cuddle you. I think that $100 an hour is extremely steep for cuddling.
Can't put a price on a cuddle.
And knowing how rare professional cuddlers are, what are the odds that we have like one of the only ones in the city right here? I don't know. I'm going to say that you are not a professional cuddler.
All right, Angie, to tell the truth, now's your moment.
I'm lying.
You're lying?
Come on!
Right here.
I feel so taken advantage of right now.
We can kind of learn.
Okay. You really had us with your voice and your approach and.
Hey, thanks.
Wow. So you don't do anything that has to do with cuddles?
No, zero things.
Zero things.
Are you kidding? Okay, so what do you do?
Oh, I do something else.
Okay. You want to tell us?
You still charge $100 an hour?
No, I don't. No, wow. I have a completely different job.
Well, do you like cuddling?
I do. Okay. Yes, I do, for sure. Well,
is it like a dream of yours to become a professional cuddler, maybe?
No, I do like cuddling. I like hugs and I do like cuddling.
Okay.
But it depends on the person.
Of course, obviously.
I prefer to know them.
Last really important question. We can all answer this. Big spoon or little spoon?
Big spoon.
You like being the big spoon? Once in a while, yeah. Okay. I like to switch it up once in a while.
Is your name even Angie?
It's not.
Oh, my God. She has the angelic name, too.
I don't try. Get out of here. I'm kidding.
Thank you for coming in. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
A lot of Montrealers were fooled, too, judging by our text line at 9:00.
Liar.
I feel betrayed.
Seriously. Next week, I'm getting this right, okay?
Pick it up, Nikki.
Yes.
All right. 24 Karat Magic from Bruno Mars kicks off 2 hours of hits. Going nonstop with Donna. We'll check the drive with Kim next. Good morning.